In honor of Beyonce Eve, we have to go to the Beehive for the nitty gritty details when it comes to this upcoming album set to drop at midnight titled Cowboy Cardi. So without further ado, let's get into the perspective of one of the members of the Beehive. And of course, I would shout this person out, but the place that I found this clip gave no type of reference link to the original source. So I don't know who this person is, but hey, shout out to you for giving us the in-detail analysis about Cowboy Cardi.
Talk about the social and political undertones of Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Cardi. After marrying rapper Jay-Z in 2008, Beyonce Knowles became Beyonce Knowles Cardi. But many think her album title is referencing a different Carter. The Carter family was a family folk act active from the 1920s to the 1950s.
1920s to 1950s. Make sure to get your pen, paper, maybe a pencil just in case you write something wrong down on the paper. But got to keep up with what this person is saying because obviously this is not the easiest to follow. So you got to stay keep up with what she is saying.
The Country Music Hall of Fame refers to them as the first family of country music for inventing the harmonies that would be used for decades.
Harmonies.
They didn't do it alone. They were influenced by African-American musician Leslie Riddle. Riddle composed music for the group, and Maybelle Carter credited Riddle with teaching her the bottleneck style of guitar picking that she was famous for.
Bottleneck.
In Instagram caption, Beyonce explains that this album was born out of an experience that she had years ago where, quote, I didn't feel welcome and it was very clear that I wasn't. In 2016, Beyonce received backlash after performing at the Country Music Awards. She goes on to explain that the criticism she faced when she entered the genre forced her to, quote, propel past the limitations that were placed on her. While we won't know for sure unless it comes from the Queen Bee herself, many think Beyonce veering first into house music with Renaissance and now country music with Cowboy Cardi is her way of reclaiming Black people's place in genres that they helped to originate. Let's take it a step further. On this limited edition cover of Cowboy Cardi, Beyonce's pose mirrors that of the Statue of Liberty, an American landmark known for welcoming people into this country.
Okay, so the pose that she is talking about is on Beyonce's Instagram right here. So, Analytic Dreams video, with a video version along with the audio, but basically this is the pose that she's talking about in the expert analysis, of course. So this is the pose she's talking about. Is this safe for work? This video is a little Kim K-ish, but anyways, let's keep going. You know, hey, no Beehive slander coming from me. I was just making an astute observation. All right, let's get back into the analysis.
Just like Beyonce is welcoming her audience into the country genre, she's also wearing a sash that reads, Act 2 Beyonce, with an I instead of an O. Did Beyonce misspell her own name? Beyonce is actually the maiden name of Beyonce's mother, Tina Knowles, born Celestine Beyonce with an O, but other family members, including Beyonce's grandmother, spell it with an I. Back in 1954, when Tina Knowles was born, a Louisiana hospital misspelled her last name on the birth certificate, and when her mother asked for a correction, she was told to be happy she was even getting a birth certificate at all. Knowles recalled in a 2020 interview that when she was born, Black people were sometimes denied birth certificates as a way of showing that they didn't really exist. Cowboy Cardi hits stores and streaming services on Friday, March 29th.
Well, goodness gracious, I ain't gonna lie to you. I couldn't have phrased it better myself. I think that was expert analysis from whoever that was. You know, get mad at the person or the article that I found you from because they didn't link you, source you at all. So, you know, I want to shout out to you. Obviously, I don't know who you are, but that was great. In detail analysis, because of course now it's my turn to give my ignorant take on Beyonce's upcoming album Cowboy Cardi. Now I would like to say I am a part of the Beehive, seeing how her music when it comes to her peers is a significant drop off in quality. Now The Dream, which if you don't know is a major play when it comes to the penmanship of what Beyonce ends up saying in her albums. But regardless of that, the performance of Beyoncé, I think, is leaps and bounds above the competition. And if you don't believe me, I mean, just look at a lot of the groups as far as Destiny Child and when she broke off, and she still even had a bigger career when she was on her own solo-wise. And the people that she was with on Destiny Child obviously wasn't no slouches themselves. So for her to break off from that group and still have not even a steady fan base, but a explosion of fans, it really showcases how talented she is, even when she's left to carry the whole project load by herself. So anyways, basically, this album has a lot of socio-political elements that you can have a lot of discourse around, whether we're talking about American symbolism, blackness, justice, reclamation. It's a lot of things that when you get into Beyoncé, and especially her marketing team and the people surrounding her, they are showing you things that is referring to things beneath the surface. It's not surface level whenever you get to a Beyoncé type rollout. So when you get to Cowboy Carter seemingly being based off her name, but then we realize it's a music group back in the 1950s, then you realize that they may have put a little bit more thought into a Beyoncé album than we once thought that they did. Now, that
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That is one of the things where a beehive comes together like Voltron to figure out all these little behind the scenes Easter eggs and things of that nature, which is why I played that video at the beginning. Because for me, obviously I'm a Beyoncé fan, but I'm not able to acknowledge every single Easter egg that's ever came out about Cowboy Carter. So I would like to throw it to other people who are more knowledgeable about Easter eggs than I am. But as far as the overview, what I can tell you is that it's very surprising. Well, technically, it's not surprising because she only has two tracks out from that album currently. But when you look at the charts, which is something I do, you know, calling myself Analytic Dreams, you know, we got to analyze these numbers. So Texas Hold'em, which is one of the two tracks that she put out, is still on the charts and is surging to a point where I feel like it was to the detriment of the second track. I believe both of those tracks, which is Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, should have had staying power on at least the top 100, if we're not even talking about top 50. But from my research and for what I've cross-referenced and everything, basically, Texas Hold'em has been on the charts for 6 weeks, which means 16 Carriages has been on the charts for 6 weeks, and that track is no longer to be found. Now, do I think it would make a resurgence once the album comes out? Of course, because you can't tell me that nobody's listening to 16 Carriages. It's just not top 100 when it comes to the Billboard top 100 charts. But with Texas Hold'em, ironically, holding such a strong position at number six when it peaked at number one, I think that's a testament to her music-making ability. And if you think about it, number ones are hard to come by. I mean, this year alone, I think we had Ariana, Jack Harlow, Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign and Beyoncé get a number one track in the world. Oh, and Zach Bryan and Teddy Swims. Basically, you get the point. Like, you can get number one, but as far as the staying power, that's what's harder to do, because I think Megan Thee Stallion also had a number one. So with Teddy Swims having a number one, and it being mostly number one or number two for 32 weeks straight, that's more telling as when it comes to staying power on the charts. And another track that was number one for a significant portion of time was Jack Harlow, Loving On Me, which that track was on the charts for about 19 weeks. And I think it was number one for majority of those weeks. So basically what I'm saying is number ones are hard to come by, but what's even harder which it may be even harder than getting a number one. But having a number one for multiple weeks, I think that's more telling than having a number one and it completely dropping off the charts. Not trying to throw any aspersions towards Megan Thee Stallion fans, but that track, just when you look at the charts, it's just non-existent, and it was a number one track in the world. Do I think that's a little fishy? No, not really, because the premise of the success of that track was based off of beef, and after a week or two, people just didn't care about that track anymore. But regardless of that, getting into the rest of the album details, because of course it's Beyoncé Eve, so we have to give her the certain spotlight and highlight that you do for high quality premier icon legendary acts in just the music creation. Beyoncé is one of the more mascots for great music that we ever had as far as in music, because being a great character along with not having any scandals, you know, and having certain things go your way and being the 1% of the 1%, I think we're seeing now that being a black superstar achieving the heights of 1% of 1%, usually some shady things come along the way on how you got to the top. But for now, seems like Beyoncé has had the most cookie cutter rise to fame that we've ever seen from a superstar. And for that, I think we need to put the same level of flowers and give them to her as we do a LeBron, or like, think about how many superstars come into the game and have some type of scandal, and then you realize that they've been doing it the whole time. Usually there's people you can point out on one hand, but now it's getting to the point where it's happening every other year. So it's kind of scary to our legends and icons in the game. But for Beyoncé, one of the more pristine examples of what and how you should look like when it comes to superstar status. So anyways, this album is featuring collaborations from the iconic figures such as Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, and also it's just an addition to Beyoncé really wanting to get to the genre's roots. Apparently, she's even having Miley Cyrus on this album. So along with all the deep socio-political discourse and emphasis that's going to have, she's also going to other country musicians and not just excluding that demographic, if that makes sense. So anyways, at the end of the day, Beyoncé album is just going to be one of those that definitely amplifies the importance of having black figures in the country genre. And hopefully, I don't think they will, but hopefully the country gatekeepers actually accept Beyoncé for her attempt on making an authentic country album. But hey, only time will tell. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Cowboy Carter dropping at midnight? Are you excited? What type of snacks are you going to have while you listen to it? Is it a whole occasion for my beehive out there? And also, at the end of the day, do you think that Beyoncé will hit the mark of making a great country album?